This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Last week, Gideon told Miles that he was chosen to be a prophet. This week, Miles finds out exactly what kind of losses that comes with on tonight's episode of Profits and Losses. Stay right here for AfterBuzz TV's after show for God, Friend, and Me.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey! What's going on, good people? How we doing on this Sunday?
Are we lit?
Are we feeling blessed and highly favored?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
What's going on, y'all? Thanks for being right here with us for God Friend and Me, the after show right here on AfterBuzz TV. And I'm so excited to be here. I'm your favorite Afro-Latina, Franceli. And we will be discussing tonight, to be or not to be the bishop, trading spaces, family or love, the God ability, who's held accountable, and of course, our favorite segment, God Speaks, and Rochelle will have the good news for us. Hey! So, speaking of which, I already told y'all who I am. Right here to my left, I told y'all Rochelle's here. She's, you know, Jesus's bestie, and of course, spreading the good news always. And of course, our favorite lady, good vibes only over here, Mina.
Oh, thank you.
What's going on, ladies?
Not much.
How are we feeling tonight?
Relaxed. I'm good.
I think that's what the word is today. Real relaxed, real chill.
We're chilling. Speaking of chilling, how did we feel about tonight's sort of not really chill episode? There was nothing chill about tonight's episode.
It was real intense. They took it up a level, got legally involved.
Yeah.
It was a little bit of judgmental zone happening with Arthur. And a lot happening with Miles and Kara, so it was a lot.
Mm-hmm. I felt like a lot of people recycling advice, too, throughout the episode. So they'd get advice, and instead of them coming up with their own advice, they're like, oh, you should take that person's advice. Felt like a lot of that going on,
There was so much going on. But as always, the God Friend and Me writers came through. I really enjoyed tonight's episode because I do feel like it leveled up a notch. And like with any series, you know, there are moments where like you're in the valley, it's feeling a little slow, and tonight they kicked it up, they brought us back. So I'm really enjoying it. So let's get into it. To be or not to be the bishop, that is the question. I really love that tonight's episode started with the father son playing the chess game, and it feels like life is like a chess game, right? You're always trying to figure out what moves to make. Mm-hmm. And I feel like both father and son throughout this episode tonight were really trying to figure out what moves to make based on these high conflicts that they were in tonight. But I want to specifically get into Bishop Finer's conflicts tonight. What did we think about his battle with the traditional views of the council? It was his first council meeting as the bishop.
Well, what I would definitely say is that it brought attention to what's currently happening in the churches today. It's a lot of things changing. It's a lot of people are standing up for their personal rights against religious rights. Not saying it's a negative or a positive, just, you know, you can be in a church and now it is okay to be openly gay, which was taboo, you know, like back in the days, so you could not do that. So that was brought up in a conversation as well, living out of wedlock. I know many friends or people now than before, are, you know, living with their boyfriends, you know, in living home relationship, whatever you may call it. I'm not saying anything is bad or good, because hey, I might do it. And the third thing was his daughter. No, Miles, the podcast.
Yeah,
the podcast of him outspeaking that he is an atheist. So he had to face his quote unquote demons in front of everyone, and I think he just, like last season, just digested all of that, and it's a normal for us all now. We grow with the show,
right?
And now it's in the church, so it's gonna be real curious to see, you know, how they handle that.
Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't know if people still believe this, but right. I feel like, you know, obviously the Pope is close to God, the bishop is close to God, any sort of religious figure is supposed to be close to God, and I think sometimes they see their religious leaders as prophets in a sort of way. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where it comes down to, like, are you supposed to be treated as a human when you have this platform, or are you supposed to be treated as this flawless prophet? Mm-hmm. And I think I can understand it from...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The councilman's perspective when he's like, how can you lead this congregation
right.
when you're not upholding the morals of this church?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But at the same time, doesn't everyone say, oh, only God can judge because God right. is all-knowing, all-powerful? Who are you to judge someone based on their actions? But I kind of understand both perspectives.
Absolutely.
What I appreciated was that he was actually honest to the bishop, to his face, instead of just, you know...
going along with it and telling the coworkers.
Yeah, saying, oh, nothing's wrong. Like, oh, no, he really... he stuck to his core values, and those are his beliefs. For me personally, I can't stand people who are, you know... we're self-righteous like that, where they mm-hmm. think, oh, this is the way that things need to be done, and my way is right, and my way is the moral high ground, and yours isn't. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's the way to go when you're in a position of authority.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me, at least.
Wow.
I think the interesting thing is when you're in an office, any kind of office, whether it's the office in the church or elections are coming up, right? If you're in office, in the highest office of the land, or you're a councilman, or even something as simple as like the president of your student council, like for whatever the reason, to whom much is given, much is required. It comes with a certain level of responsibility. And yes, we are flawed. We are not perfect. And there's no way that I can be a leader in any capacity and really live without any smudges on how I move in the world. Yes, and you are held to a different standard. That's just what comes with it, right? Like, it's like Obama, even though he's no longer the president of the United States, I'm sure he still can't move in the world just however he wants, you know? And so, again, yes, that's why it's really important to have a really strong sense of self and who you are, because when you do come up against people who are going to have a pushback about how you view the world, what's in your closet, what is your lifestyle, can you stand up for your lifestyle? So it's about Bishop Finer really coming to terms with, well, this is my family, this is who I am, and I'm willing to stand up for that. Well, with that being said, him standing up for his family, although someone may not agree with your views, Reverend Elias does not agree with his, how do we feel about his decision to let him go?
At first, I was like, hey, why not? You know, like, especially being pumped up from when Trish was talking to Ali, talking like, I'm going to remind my man that he is the Bishop of New York. So I'm right. like, yes, girl, go on ahead, do it. And then when he did it, as I'm talking to my awesome co-hosts, you were just, you know, you explained that's not fair, and it makes complete sense. You should not just let go of someone because they have an opposite perspective or, you know, feelings towards something. Like, right. you know, we grow when we learn, and I think that they can come to, if they do have a conversation, they'll be able to come to a point, you know, where it could work for both of them. Right. Because at the end of the day, it is true what he said, you know, like, you know, in the Bible, those things are not something that we put out there. And people are going to look at Bishop, unfortunately, as an example in life. And I say unfortunately because he's human, therefore he has flaws. And you can't look at people like that, you know. But it's just like, well, he's okay with it. His daughter is gay, you know, so I should be able to be gay and all this other stuff that's really, you know, touchy. But he makes complete sense. So I don't know. Like, I do love that he did step up for himself and let him go. Like, don't challenge me. I have the authority of that. But then again, too, this is real life. And these are conversations that have to be... they're needed.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I think I would want to have more of an understanding of why he let him go, because maybe he had a different thought process.
Yeah.
In a way where it's like, oh, okay, this is justifiable that he did this. Mm-hmm. If he's just letting him go because this person doesn't necessarily see eye to eye with him in terms of morality, then I can't stand by that decision just because it's being run as a dictatorship, right?
But
it,
he let him go because he was trying to pass some policies, or he was trying to pass something.
Well, from my understanding of the episode, is that, you know, he's like, oh, so you have something against my policies, not for political reasons, but for personal reasons.
There you go.
So this isn't business. This has become personal. Yes, and I agree with Mina saying, like, I would want to then have, like, a side chat bar conversation with the bishop and be like, so did you turn around and do the same thing and make a decision based on personal? Because I think sometimes we can help change hearts from the inside.
Absolutely.
If we completely kick him out, then how do you then engage someone and show them love? Sometimes we have to love people through the conflict. That's what God is, right? God is love. So how do we love him through the fact that you may not understand? That's why I love, like, at the beginning of the council meeting when the conflict was there and Bishop still decided to, like, be kind and be like, okay, I'm feeling this energy, but I'm not responding with the same energy.
Yeah.
He did take the high road, which was interesting to see the writers make this choice for, you know, author's character, because this is so out of character for him. Like, he normally finds a way to, despite of what's being thrown at him, to lead in love.
Mm-hmm.
And it almost felt like this decision wasn't in love. But again, we don't know his...
Yeah, we don't know the full story. And also, I think the reason why it felt unfair was because it felt so abrupt. It felt like... We didn't feel like it came from him, right? In a way, we almost felt like it came from Trish, because she talked to him. She's like, oh, like, I mean, hey, you're the reverend. And then all of a sudden, he's just like, okay.
Yeah.
like, it didn't seem like this was something that was well thought out. It almost felt like he wanted to give up, because why... Like, he's had to go through so many hurdles just to become bishop, to prove that he needed to be there, problems with Trish, problems in just, like, maintaining that position and deciding whether or not he wanted to be bishop. He's finally bishop, and within the very early stages of him being bishop, he has all this opposition after he's already been through everything.
Hmm.
He's probably just like, are you freaking kidding me? Like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So... That's how I felt.
Well, the chat room is buzzing. We got our favorite team here. Ivan is here. 60s to 80s is here. Thanks for checking out our show. And they're saying, this is why I don't like the church. I think they're righteous when in reality they're judgy. And it's weird calling a minister a D-bag, but Elias was a piece of garbage.
Mm-hmm.
So there are people that are really, I think, triggered by this character. And like Rochelle was saying, there's something important about exposing some of the ugly sides to church. But I think I want to ask you guys, again, here's Bishop in this job. This is something ugly about his work. How do we feel about, how much do we share with our partner about the conflicts that we're going through at work? Because, again, he at first didn't tell Trish what was going on. Trish found out through Allie. So how much do we tell our partners in terms of what we're battling?
You know, I think men feel the need to not hide things from their partners, per se, but I feel like they have this notion, I'm the man, I should be able to handle this, I don't need to worry my partner about something that's ultimately my decision, right? Whereas with women, I feel like we need to, like, talk it out. We like to reach common understanding. Even if we're not looking for a solution, we just like to talk out our feelings.
Absolutely.
And I think that that can be really frustrating as a woman when you want your husband to confide in you, or your partner to confide in you, to just feel like, oh, why am I being left in the dark? Isn't this a partnership?
Okay.
So she's already dealt with this. Like, Trish has already dealt with feeling like she's out of the loop, that she's not a priority. And now, in this aspect of his work, he's leaving her out again. I think she just kind of wants to be in the loop. She wants to feel like she's part of the team. Because when you're a unit, decisions are made jointly. They're not made individually.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that you have no autonomy or power. It's just like, hey, maybe, like, share with your partner. I think sharing is very important.
Absolutely. I mean, I believe one of the biggest things in relationship in my 27 years of living is communication is always key, you know? So, with that being said, I do believe anything that affects both of the partners some way, somehow, definitely we should converse about it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, don't lose yourself. Everything is not for everyone. You should have some type of self-identity to yourself that I'm learning, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything, y'all don't need to know everything, you know what I'm saying? My mom doesn't need to know everything. My man don't need to know everything. Everybody don't need to know everything. Something's for me. So, you can always have those moments, but I believe that, you know, anything that affects both of you guys, if it's a decision at work that your hours may be changing, meaning that I'm not going to be able to have our weekly dinner or something like that, like those type of things need to be said. So when conflict does happen, I have more of an understanding heart because I understand for weeks you've been dealing with this person and you, I don't know. It's a better paper trail for me to understand why you made certain decisions without us having to have a conflict or a debate about why you had to switch your hours at work. Right. Well, it's because I was dealing with this one girl and she had my back. She was the person who, you know, was a substitute for us when we went on vacation. So that was my turn to work her weekend or something, mm-hmm. you know? Right. You gotta keep updated. It just makes life so much easier.
Mm-hmm. I mean, life can get a little tricky and complicating trying to balance it all, right? Work, home, family, love. It's like, how do you manage it all? Ooh. So I want to talk about, like, our main storyline here. You know, Kara and Miles get this new friend request, which is her stepdad, Paul, guess who's coming to dinner. Mm-hmm. But again, it's like, he's a traitor, like, mm-hmm. in terms mm-hmm. of he trades for a living. But I thought about, man, how do you trade spaces between your love life and your family? Sometimes having to choose, and I feel like tonight that was a big thing about choosing between love and family. So how do we feel about all that went down with Paul and Miles and Kara? Like, did she make the right decision by blowing this story? Did Miles make the right decision by giving off the tip? Like, what are we thinking?
I feel like there's two schools of thought here where a lot of people might say, oh, you get your sense of fulfillment and satisfaction through your career or through your passion.
Mm-hmm, right.
And for Miles, his passion is the God account.
Mm-hmm.
And other people may say, well, at the end of the day, are you thinking about your career or are you thinking about your loved ones when you're on your deathbed? Are you thinking, I wish I worked more hours? Or are you thinking, I wish I spent more time with my family or with my girlfriend or with my wife or my spouse? And I think it's really tricky and complicated because it's not like they're at that marriage level yet. They're in the early stages of a relationship. They've been together, what, like a year, maybe more? So at the end of the day, like, if things don't work out and Miles gives up the God account and things don't work out with Kara, then, like, what, he goes back to nothing? But at the same time, like, what, he's just going to get his sense of fulfillment from the God account and then leave Kara? So I do think it's about balance, but I think in this instance, Miles did take it a little too far.
Mm.
And I know we talked about this where, Francilla, you were saying, like, why should it be any different? You know, he's kind of gone out of the way for people he doesn't know. Like, now it's just personal, but it's the same idea. Like, you're trying to help and you're getting a tip. And here's the thing. Like, if everything worked out, then we would have said, wow, it was so great of Miles to intervene. But things didn't work out. So do we judge based off of the outcome, or do we judge based off of the intention, or do we judge based off of the action? Because I don't think anyone would have anything negative to say if it worked out. But it didn't work out, and that's the problem. And there was no happy ending, as Kara's mom said.
Right.
So in my opinion, I feel like it's a little too much to make a decision that huge on behalf of your partner, because that's like saying, oh, I know best.
Mm-hmm.
I know what's best for you,
mm-hmm.
even though she said, please stay out of it, right? It's not your moral obligation to intervene.
Absolutely.
So I don't agree with what he did personally. I didn't like that.
I mean, I think it's tough because if this was just a personal matter in terms of this is like boyfriend and girlfriend, you vent to me about this story and I went and stepped a line and did it anyway, then I totally hear what you're saying. But this is like, this is a friend suggestion. This is an assignment. And again, in any other circumstance, they would have done this anyway. Miles would have still made this choice, whether it was Carr or anyone else. So he was being, to a certain degree, true to who he's always been, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, like you said, but in this case, it affected his personal life and his love life. So it does make things tricky. But again, sometimes we have to take a gamble. I mean, we saw Rakesh last week take a huge gamble to fight for love, and it backfired on him. And now Miles took a huge gamble to, quote-unquote, do what he thought was right, and it backfired on him. It's like, ooh, what's happening? And I know a few weeks ago on this panel, I said, ooh, I think I might have jinxed us, guys. I was like, what happens if one time, because every time we do the God account, everything goes right. There's always a happy ending. I was like, what happens if something goes wrong?
Right.
And here we are, when something goes wrong, you know? So what do you do when something goes wrong?
I think that's hard, and, you know, I feel like Miles could just as easily go back to his dad and be like, why would you give me that advice? Because right. his dad literally said, you know, the God account brought you and Kara together. Why on earth would the God account tear you apart? Mm-hmm. You kind of have to have faith in that. And Miles is like, okay. Like, everyone's just like, okay, in this episode. Like, once they get a piece of advice, they're like, yeah, you're right. And then it doesn't work out. So, I don't know. What do you do when things go wrong? I mean, at that point, I feel like the more you try to fix it, the more you're going to hurt it. You're just mm-hmm. digging yourself a mm-hmm. deeper hole. But I think Miles did everything right after he made the mistake. He's like, okay, like, the mistake was made. How are we going to fix it? Let's do it together. Mm-hmm. The only thing I didn't like was when he was like, I'm sorry. And it's like, no, you're not. You literally just did this 2 seconds ago. You're not sorry. Right. You haven't even had time to process it. You're not sorry. So, I don't know. I get why Kara was upset.
Right.
I'd be upset. Like, would Kara have done the same thing? I think she would have respected Miles' wishes and stayed out of it.
Well, you know? What about Paul? Like, Paul lied. Does love blind us? Because I feel like Kara was a little blind this episode, too. She was a little naive to just believing everything that came out of Paul's mouth. And he lied about the fact that him and the pilot weren't that close, that they didn't know each other. Mind you, they
But he doesn't owe anyone anything. Like, that's the thing. Like, who does... It's not like they're the FBI or he's in front of a judge. He doesn't owe them anything. It's none of Miles' business what he does. Like, what? Because some account reached out to him and there's a friend suggestion. Now that's his obligation just because every single time it's happened, he's done it.
How much do you tell? What's too much? What's too little?
It's not Miles' business, but I think it's Kara's business, especially because she was doing a story. Yeah. So if we put Miles aside, again, I just feel like Kara was really blind to what he was saying. And then again, never really, like, would have never felt angry at Paul for lying to him. Mm-hmm. Never felt angry at Paul for, like, why didn't you come to me? And, like, I felt that was such a good moment with her mom when her mom was like, you should have came to me. You should have said something. Like, he said nothing to his family.
But, you guys, I feel like everyone is making it seem like he's in the mafia and is, like, killing off people one by one. It is bad. What he's doing is bad. But it's white-collar crime, and it's, like, it is obviously illegal, and it's a horrible thing to do. But it just, I feel like this whole episode is, like, it's making it seem like he's, like, killing people off one by one. Like, he's, like, doing these crazy things.
I mean, of course they're gonna take it,
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like, let him deal with this on his own. It's no one's business. Like, you said what you needed to say. You told him, like, don't get involved in this mess. Like, what are you gonna do? I just think it was wrong of Miles to leave the anonymous tip. I thought that was not, like, that's, he's not the journalist here. Why is he leaving an anonymous tip?
Yeah.
Like, that's not his place. Kara, fine. I can understand if she wanted to do that. That's her thing to deal with. I didn't like Miles doing that. That's making an executive decision when it's not your place to.
I agree with that. I agree with you guys 100%. And I did think that Miles may have overstepped his boundaries. Now, this is correct. You did say that this is how Miles act. This is, if it was anybody else, he would have been doing the same thing. So that's cool. But sweetheart, Kara is not just anybody. You know what I'm saying? Right. Not you, but it's just like, baby boy, like, come on. Like, she has your word. This is the person you lay with. This is the person who you guys have these awesome conversations with. Like, this is your partner in life right now. So respect me enough to respect my word. And you didn't. Instead, you continue with the mission, knowing that it will affect us some way, somehow. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And you at dinner with them, holding my hand, talking about we do the God account together. No, we not. Yeah. You did this. You know what I'm saying? So whatever's the outcome, it's always awesome to have somebody to blame.
Yeah, and I loved what she said at the end when, you know, he was tying it back to last week's episode, and he's like, see, like, I knew I'd have to make a decision. The God account came between us. And Kara's like, no, Miles, you came between us.
Mm-hmm.
And I do agree with her in that instance. She did, not the God account. The God account is, what, it's like a vessel, it's a mechanism, but you're the one who acted upon it. Mm-hmm. So no one can make you do anything. It's your choice whether or not you make the decision that's presented, out of, like, the opportunities and options presented in front of you. So that's how I saw it.
Well, I definitely want to get into some God ability in terms of accountability, who's accountable. But before that, can we let the people know how they can stay accountable with us and check in with us every week?
Yes, friends. We want to thank you always, always, always for engaging with us. We really appreciate it and definitely making us the ESPN of TV. If you guys are listening right now on iTunes, please give us 5 stars. Continue to subscribe with us. Also, if you guys are watching on YouTube, please go ahead and give us a thumbs up. Give us some comments. We love to engage with you guys. There's thousands of different type of shows. You know, we have so many different genres. So, you know, if you like more like us, you guys can definitely continue looking at comedy. If not, there's something for everyone. So please continue to, you know, let us do our thing because we are so excited to do it with you guys. So thank you again for making us the ESPN of TV. Y'all the business.
Yeah. So speaking of which, I mean, in the chat, people are really upset at the God account. I've been saying I'm starting to hate the God account. What? Why is the God account doing this to Mal and Kara? So I wanted to, you know, do a little play on words. Godability, like accountability. Like, is the God account the one to be held accountable? Should we be blaming the God account for what happened this episode? Or is it Miles' fault? Because sort of it feels like the entire family feels like it's Miles' fault. Even like the mom was like you said, where's our happy ending? You know, mm-hmm. And everyone's looking at Miles like it's his fault. So who's to blame? Who's held accountable here?
Yeah, here's the thing. The God account's function is just to tell you who needs help.
Mm-hmm.
The God's account purpose is not to say,
do this.
Like, oh, if you help this person, it's all going to be fine and dandy.
Right.
And I think what's being confused with the God account is that we think that if the God account gives you a friend suggestion that whatever you do, you're going to fix the problem because everything is meant to be and there's going to be a nice little bow on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
But why is everyone getting so mad at the God account? All the God account does is tell you, hey, here's this person. Here's your mission. This person needs help. Do what you can to help them. It doesn't say you will help them. It doesn't say you're going to be successful, but it's giving you a challenge. Not everyone can, you know, defeat the challenge or conquer the challenge. And in this case, he didn't. But, you know, maybe he did. Maybe it seems like he didn't, but maybe this is exactly what he needed to do. And maybe this was the best case scenario. We're forgetting that if he didn't get involved at all, the situation could have been way worse. He could have ran away from his family. And when I say he, I'm talking about Paul Levine, the stepdad.
Right.
There are so many things that could have been worse. And I think what, you know, the fans aren't necessarily, like, recognizing right now is with Miles getting involved, maybe he really did help the situation. And this could have, because it's not like something spectacular is going to happen when you've been doing something illegal and you've mm-hmm. been compromising your morals. You can't expect everything to be like, oh, you're fine then.
Right.
Like, you're not going to go to jail. Like, we're going to put all these disenfranchised communities in prison for weed possession, for all these things. But hey, you're good. Like, you're fine. No, life doesn't work that way. And I think that's so unfair to expect him to get off the hook and have this happy ending because people need to take accountability. Godability. You do something, you face the consequences for your actions. How else are you going to learn in the future? Then he's going to keep on doing this insider trading. So he, if anything, he got off so easy. We were talking about this behind the scenes. He wasn't handcuffed. He wasn't pushed or forced into the car. He was treated like a first class citizen.
You know, listen, we can go into a whole sermon about that tonight. But to stay on topic, I mean, honestly, what I feel is so interesting, because last week there was a tug and pull about God is behind the God account. No, there's a person behind the God account. Whether you believe that it's a person or it's God, either way, like Rochelle was saying, usually we as humans want something or someone to blame.
Yeah.
And regardless if you believe in God or not, the reality is that if you do believe in God or the universe, God gave us free will. Like, God does not force us to do anything. Like you said, he can kindly suggest something or, you know, lay out some choices in front of us to go through, you know, the red pill or the blue pill, but it's ultimately still our choice. And every choice comes with a certain domino effect of what happens when we made that choice. And we have to then live through the things that come with those choices. And I think a lot of times when things don't pan out the way we wanted them to, it's so much easier to just blame God. Like, it's God's fault, and now I'm mad, and or now I don't believe, and now I want nothing to do with it, because it's like we don't want to take accountability or just eat the loss, right? Like, yeah. We win and we lose. And sometimes we just had to take it one in the chin and say, I lost that battle. I fell on the floor. I'm going to brush myself off. I'm going to learn from that experience. And maybe next time I'll make a right instead of a left. Like, sometimes we got to fall in order to learn, you know? And I think we just want it to be end with a bow every time. We don't want the hard stuff that actually makes us better. If we really look back at our lives, and if Miles' track record for the God account will just always be happy endings, how does he grow? How does he learn? How does he get better?
Yeah.
How I've gotten better in life has been from the moments where I effed up.
Come on, somebody. Mm-hmm. You know? I know we've been on this topic for a minute, but I do want to just add on to that, that just thinking about the conversation we're having about the God account, I really think it's not, the God account is not to give the quote-unquote happy ending. I think it's to give a little bit of understanding. Mm-hmm. And to get understanding is adding on to what author, you know, it was all about communication. So I say that to say, like, last week in that episode, if I'm not mistaken, it was that or the week before, but when someone passed away and the young lady who was painting, and then she had the brother and all that was last week. Uh-huh. Okay, so with that example, basically, unfortunately, the man who was taking over the God account, who was supposed to help them, he didn't do his job, right?
Right.
But at the end of the day, no matter if he did his job or not, her father was going to pass. But the opportunity was for her to go home to, you know, have that settled heart, you know, that somebody's there with him and he loves you and all that understanding. But he didn't do his job. Anyway, that was delayed. Now Brandon and Carver's helping out. And now they helped her to come to that understanding that he was not alone. Your dad was loved. Your dad has a son. All that good stuff. Mm-hmm. Now, it doesn't take away that the God account was not to help her save her father. You know what I'm saying? It was to give her peace. Right. And I think that's like with this episode as well. You know, at the end of the day, the God account helped him, and it's not for him to not get arrested because he has to take accountability of what he did, what he's already done. Mm-hmm. But it is, I think, with you having additional thoughts, perspective, and good caring people, you're able to see, come to a better conclusion. At the end of the day, I'm going to have to pay for what I've done. But, you know, now I can eat this. I can swallow this. I can eat this food a little better. Right. You know what I'm saying? So I'm starting to think, like, you know, more of the God account is just to help you, like, with whatever is going on. Because, you know, that example could be used for many, even, like, with Miles coming to head-to-head with the guy who, you know, was the blame to take away his mother. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, we can't bring back her mom, but at least he was able to come to a better understanding of what really happened. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I kind of think the God account maybe is like, you're in trouble, but let me send some angels to you so you can, like, get through this with community, because I do believe life without community is you need that.
I agree.
You
know? And we're meant for community. Yeah, and like you were saying, like, last week, the reason why it worked out was because she saw the little kid, her little brother, and this week we were missing a kid, so that's why it didn't work out.
Every time it works out, there's a child involved, there's a happy ending.
That's the only reason.
I mean, I think perspective and what you believe plays a big part, so it's like, do you believe in happy endings? Do you believe in soulmates? I mean, Rakesh has been talking about that this whole episode.
Yeah,
Jaya doesn't even believe in soulmates.
How are you going to reason with someone when they don't speak the same language as you?
Right. What's your love language, baby?
So I think it's going to be interesting to see what does Kara believe versus what Miles believe in terms of what tonight was really about and what the God account was trying to do through this really hard lesson. Like, do they believe that it was meant for him to learn the lesson, or does she believe that maybe it was meant for them to be apart? I guess we have to find out.
At the end of the day, this is an early relationship. You know, how long have they been going out for? Months?
It's still new.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's hella new, so they learning, and we can't learn each other until we hit conflicts. I will never know that you send back your food, you know, until we go on a couple of dates.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that may be a deal breaker. Like, I don't do that. That's embarrassing. But for you, it's like, sweetheart, I work hard. My $25 an hour. So this plate is me working, and if it's not perfect, then therefore I have to send it back. You know what I'm saying? So it's not right
That's
or wrong, but you know,
just perspective.
Exactly.
I mean, it's easy to stay together when things are going great. When conflict arises, that's when you really learn people, you know, and how they handle conflict and what it means. And this is, like, one of the biggest conflicts they've ever had in their relationship.
But such a great learning experience. Now they know, like, hey, babe, like, I personally get real sticky. Kara is on cloud nine right now. She's with her mama, her new daddy, her little sister. They in the household. It don't seem like she ever had that before. So, therefore, she is a little blinded. But he's like, sweetheart, come on, baby, you know what we do.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, I want to see a little bit of the crazy come out though. She's so composed. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, if she's really that mad, she wants to be a crazy girlfriend. Start smashing shit. I want her to be so crazy. Like, I want to see what Miles. I want to see if Miles still has his puppy dog eyes when he sees a different side of Kara. Yes. Like, I just want her to like.
That would be good. Season 3. Can we get some realness? Like, everything is so PG. Can you put the 13?
It's interesting because you guys aren't the only. I mean, you guys want some non-PG, but Ivan says this show is supposed to be happy. The world is crap. Why would we want to watch a sad show? The show is supposed to make us feel better.
I don't think it's sad.
See? And that's why we like Perspective. Because I was about to turn up with her, but you're absolutely true. This show is our therapy. So why, if it's drama, what are we going to run to? You are so right.
Listen, that's how the people feel. But listen, we don't want to talk about no sad news anymore. We want to talk about some good news. Rochelle, you got some good news for us?
Yes.
Let's talk about
this
good news.
Hey,
let's get into the news.
You already
know
it's your girl, Rochelle, and I'm here with the good news. Do y'all hear that? Ooh. Yes, because it's tingling. So, y'all, listen, I know God Friend of Me might be one of your favorite shows, but I got other favorite shows. I don't know about y'all, but I watch a show called Power.
Now, that's my show.
Okay? Come on, somebody. On Stars. My girl, Lala.
Not as godly, not as friendly.
Oh, yeah. It's like a whole 180. It's right, different. Right, right. But anyway, it's a super awesome, popular show that has a couple of seasons. But, I mean, unfortunately, Power is coming to a close. Yes. We only have 5 episodes left. But, awesomely, our good friend, known as Miles, name is Brandon, is going to be on the last 5
Come
episodes.
Come on now.
Yes.
Can
we give a round of applause for that?
For our friend Brandon, Michael
Listen. No, seriously, this show is really incredible. Like, I'm telling you, even if you didn't watch it, you know what Power is. Mm-hmm. That's such a blessing. We want to congratulate you, Brandon, for getting that role. That's super dope. On a show that's ending, this is the finale. Yeah. So, if you guys do not know of the show, and if you're into some New York real movies, I mean shows, go ahead and watch it. You guys can download Stars or however you watch yourself. What you was about to say, friend?
No, I was just saying, like, I really love when our favorite characters from shows go to other shows because I hope to see them. Like, he's such a good guy on God Friend of Me.
Right, so
I
want to
see him play a grimy, gritty, gutter type dude. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to see. I'm trying to see him. Yank on him.
For real.
Yank on him.
I'm telling y'all, if you guys are friends of him on Instagram, he even put, like, who killed Ghost? Because, you know, right now on the show, we're trying to figure out who killed Ghost. So he said, add his name to the list. So you guys, if y'all trying to see, you know, my boy Brandon play another role, please make sure you guys have all the way up Christmas break. Catch up all the seasons. It will be airing January. I will be for sure watching it, baby. So y'all need to go ahead and watch that. And again, with the godly news, we are on a break for 2 weeks. So, y'all got some time.
Sad.
I know, right?
But yeah, I mean, like, you know, but
catch up for Power, though.
Exactly. You guys got time to eat your leftovers.
Yeah. Right. The holidays are here. So, or binge some more God Friend of Me. Keep watching. Go back.
Yes. Make sure you guys are
doing other things, too. I mean, the first time I met Brandon, he was on this show with Alia Shawkat. Then he got the mayor. You guys remember that? Then it was God Friend of Me. Now it's Power. And I remember, like, when I saw the trajectory of him getting the next thing, I was like, oh my God, that's the guy I interviewed. I love that guy.
Yeah.
And then he got that. Then God Friend of Me. And I was like, oh my God, I love this kid. He's so amazing. And he's so nice and genuine.
So talented.
I feel like it's like my best friend getting a job.
It's always good to see people rise. We're all out here grinding. We're all here chasing our dreams. So when you see somebody else, to me, it gives me motivation, like, you're next up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's the person in line. This is their season. You have your seasons to support, or you have your season to grow, and it's just like, you know, right now it's his season, so we're gonna support, and then vice versa, when it's your time to do your thing, you're gonna have your support system. So anyway, that is all for our good news, which was really amazing news.
It was really good news besides our break, but that's good news.
Okay. Come on, somebody.
But speaking of breaks, before we get into our predictions of what we think is gonna happen when we come back from the break, I want to talk about what our special segment, God Speaks.
Ooh,
it's my favorite.
Yes.
I really love it.
There you go.
So divine.
This is when the panel, you know, we just get into, like, how God has spoken to us this week. What are some of the things God's been saying? What you ladies got? What has God been saying this week?
Fran got a story, so we're going to let her start.
Go ahead,
Nina. I actually have a Joe Morton quote for you.
Okay. Oh, Joe Morton.
Yes. So, on Twitter, he wrote, I want to say like a couple hours ago, fighting for the woman you love only works if she's fighting too.
Ooh.
So powerful.
It takes two.
So true. And I feel like that's kind of what we saw with God Friended Me. We saw, you know, Miles wants to fight for Kara, and Kara's like, I just, like, what if it doesn't work? And, you know, I think it's okay to have some hesitation, a little bit of fear, some insecurity that things aren't going to work out. It's okay to, like, fight for someone and push, but if you do it repeatedly and you feel like there's no reciprocity, get the hint. Like, yes. You don't want to be the one trying to salvage a relationship if right. the other person isn't in it, because it's supposed to be a partnership through thick and thin. And it's okay if you're not always 100% on the same page, but if it's a continuing trend where you're the one trying to make it work every time things don't work,
that ain't it.
It's not going to work. You can't force someone to want to make it work. Like, right. sometimes you just have to walk away. And I feel like a lot of people don't get that. And they're like, if only they saw, if only this, if only that. And we so often just glamorize this notion of like, oh, I just want him to fight for me. Or if he really loved me, he would fight for me. And I do agree to that to a certain degree. But at the same time, people have pride. They have dignity. They have self-respect. Like, how much do you want someone to fight for you without you even giving them a little something, showing appreciation that they're putting in the work?
Yeah.
So, Joe Morton, you're always on point. I love your tweets. Thank you.
The finer gospel.
Okay, but on my side, I have this quote from this guy named Jerome Morton. And ultimately, he tweeted, trying to please someone without pleasing yourself pleases no one. # the finer gospel.
Yes.
And I believe in that quote. Okay, period. And I'm going to keep that. That's so true. You know what I'm saying? Like, people pleasers no one. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you have a man and you just doing everything to please him, you're unhappy. Therefore, why would he be in a relationship with someone unhappy? Therefore, it pleases no one. So I think you should always definitely put yourself first, as my friends say, to a certain degree, of course. But yeah always keep that. I'm going to keep that in the back of my head. So thank you, Joe Morton. I'm guessing we should just go ahead and not call it God Speaks, but the Joe Morton Hour.
That's the Joe Morton Hour.
By the way, I just had a conversation with my mom about that. Like, stop putting other people first. Yeah. You deserve to put yourself first.
Absolutely. You gotta give from a full cup, not empty.
Yeah. Come on, somebody.
You know, it's interesting because God's been speaking really loud to me this week. This week I had a birthday.
Happy birthday.
So definitely, like, birthdays are interesting because it's a new year for you, the new year of when you were born. And it's a time of reflection to really, like, look at, like, how far you've come and where you're going and what you want to do for this new year and stuff like that. And what I heard God say to me, that this year was about grace, to give myself the same amount of grace that I give so many other people. Because sometimes you're really hard on yourself. When you look back on the year and you look back on all the years, you're like, you start thinking of, like, the traumas and the things and the mistakes and I could have, would have, and then it's just like, grace. Give yourself some grace. Mm-hmm. You know, be grateful. Here you are. This is another year for you to keep going and keep figuring it out. You know, you didn't know better back then, so you couldn't do better.
Come on.
And so here, you have another chance to continue to do better than you did last year. So I'm doing better than last year. God Speaks. So happy. I'm so excited about this new year, and I'm excited about what's happening in the next 2 weeks. What are we thinking? What are our predictions for what's happening on God Friend of Me?
Growl. I'm hoping that Miles and Kara.
Are they gonna break
up? I mean, like, the girl in me wants to. Because I'm single, so I want everybody to be
You want them to break up?
I want them to live their best lives. But seriously, they deserve to have a really in-depth conversation about learning each other. Like, I feel like they was just a little too hard on each other, you know? So I'm predicting that they will have an awesome conversation and come to a conclusion. It doesn't have to just be break up. Damn. Like, can y'all just, like, let me take a break. Like, you know, I'll be like, give me a day. Like, let me just get that solitude of a day. Let me talk to my girls. Let me read in my Bible. Let me just have a moment to see what I want. You know, give me a second. And then we'll come back tomorrow. I didn't say a long break. I just said a day.
Yeah, you know, it's true. Does Kara have friends? Does my...
Does Kara have friends?
I was thinking about this. Yeah. I don't know why it just came to me. I'm like, it's literally Rakesh. And, like, we never see them. We never see them interact with anyone else.
The girl at her job.
Yeah, I think that's her only friend.
Okay. And that's a coworker.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, but we never... It's like, it just feels
absolutely
like such a small group that there's no, like, extras, I want to say. Like, when you have other shows like Girls, then you have, like, friends outside of the group who come in every once in a while. Or
Maybe they should hire us to be car friends.
Right.
Like, we'd be the back, like, girl, what happened with your mouth?
I'm ready.
Period.
Yeah, that would be nice. But remember I said that something might happen, including temptation? When we saw that reporter come in, I don't know why, I felt like, okay, is there going to be something? Because this is the reporter that I said, I feel like...
There's a vibe.
Yeah, I feel like there's going to be something there.
But nothing's happened.
Nothing's happened yet. Nothing's happened
yet. So your prediction is she's going to move on to the other dude?
Well, here's the thing. If she doesn't have friends and she only has Miles and she only works full-time and she's super busy with work, then where else, like, where is she going to find another, like,
support system? Devil playground.
Right.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I really don't know.
just kidding. I don't know.
I want them to work out, but I want to see a little bit more passion between them. Everything feels a little tame. Right. Like, they're just acquaintances, even though they're not. I felt like there was almost, like, more chemistry when they were friends and you felt the tension.
Right.
But now it almost feels like, do they even want to be together? Because it feels like Miles is, like, in love with her. And she's like, I don't know. It feels kind of one-sided to me.
We'll see.
We need more passion, okay? Girlfriend, yeah. Me,
break
writers.
Things. Break things.
You be mad when they get too much passion.
Listen.
They be licking, you be mad.
I low-key am not team Cara Miles.
Low-key argue.
I'm, like, high-key a hater. Okay, so my predictions are that I'm not even going to touch them because I'm biased. I want them to break up because I don't like them together.
Yeah, same.
But my prediction is that Bishop Finer is going to go through some real challenges of balancing being a bishop and making this relationship work. I think in an ideal world, he thinks he can, but I don't know. I don't know if he got it in him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also don't know if Rakesh's plan is going to work. I'm not sure. Because, again, they don't believe in the same thing. Like, he believes in soulmates and she doesn't. I think this is going to be great for his career. I have, like, a prediction that, like, he creates this program. It's going to make him, like, a superstar in the tech world. And things are going to go great in that area. But it's, I mean, it's kind of like the dude who invented Facebook. He invented Facebook to get the girl. And he never got the girl. Like, but he blew up and he's a millionaire now. So, you know.
No, he got the girl.
He got
Mark Zuckerberg?
Didn't he get a different girl, not that girl?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I
he didn't get
with
the girl.
Now.
No, oh, of course. Okay, yeah. I mean, he's a millionaire. He's going to get somebody. But who he initially created Facebook for, the same way now Rakesh is making this app for to get Jaya.
He might find his actual soulmate, though.
Right, that's not her. Yeah. So it's a win-win. All right, guys. There we are. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yes.
And we're going to miss you so much. But you can stay tuned with us right here on the live chat. Talk to us. And listen, you can follow me at All The Things at Sally Hangout, your favorite Afro Latina. Thanks for checking in with me.
Yes, friend. You guys can go ahead and follow me as well on Instagram. That's Roach Baby, RoachBaby.
Hey, everyone. I'm Mina. You can follow me on Instagram at Mina Makes Magic. Same thing for Twitter. And yeah. We'll be in touch, guys.
Yeah, we'll see you in 2 weeks. And shout out to Jamie. We love you.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first. We're the biggest in the world. And we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.